Morning. In the parsha we learn about Korach, the Torah starts Vayikach Korach ben Yitzhar ben Kos ben Levi. And the language Vayikach, Rashi Zaymer on it should have said Vayelech or Vayavai or Vayomer. What is Vayikach Korach? So Rashi says Vayikach Korach, Lokach es Atzmoi. He took himself. Letzad echod liyis nechlak miteicha eda l'ora alakuna. He took himself to separate himself to one side to challenge Moshe about the kahuna. The uncle says v'ispaleg kairach. He was divided. Removed himself. The lashon vayikach is very strange to describe that about taking yourself. It still could have said, Vayelech, he went, and he removed himself. The Lashon Vayikach sounds like that it was something that described it perfectly. He took himself. So, the word Atzmoy also, a person doesn't take themselves, they go somewhere. You don't really interact with yourself. You are who you are, and you do what you do. That's your behavior, but you don't take yourself. What is it describing? So we know that Korach was, at one point, from the tzaddikim. He was from the Noisei Aharon. When Moshe said, Mil Hashem Elai, Korach came. After the eagle, he was from the Bnei Levi. And Rashi says that Bnei Levi, everyone in the Shevet were tzaddikim. And over here, suddenly Korach seems to turn on a dime and totally change. So Shwab describes this nekud of Lokach es Atzmai. What does it mean to take yourself? He says, every person has in them a moment where they suddenly discover something that they could embrace or they could bedavka push away. And the atzmius, the selfishness of yourself, is what's being described in Korach as something that suddenly stood out. A Levi was really dedicated to be Oved, Nisunim Hem, to work with the Kohanim in the Beis Hamikdash. They have no Chelek. Hashem says, they are my Chelek. And they serve a very unique purpose in self-dedication. And over here, Korach discovered the Atzmius of himself. A Yikach is Atzmoy. There was a moment where this selfish element that he felt suddenly was missing in himself was what he discovered. And that's the Atzmoy. He quotes Yisrael Salanter that describes what is the Avodah of a Tzaddik and what is the Avodah of a Rasha. The Gemara in Sukkah says that Tzaddikim lasid lavai, the Tzaddikim are crying and the Rishoyim are crying. And the tzaddikim is nidme lehem kahar gavoya. They look at what they achieved and it looked like a giant mountain they climbed. And the rishoyim looked at the missed opportunity and that's what they're crying over. It's kechut ha-saira. What does it mean that to tzaddik it's a har gavoya and to rasha it's kechut ha-saira? So Yisrael Salanta explains that the Yetzirah comes to the Tzaddik and he doesn't try to pick on his chitzonius. He goes to his avodas pnimius. That means that he doesn't touch his maisei hamitzvos. He lets him do and keep his anhagos. Everything seems normal on the surface by a Tzaddik. And he comes and he tries to pick away at your midas. He tries to pick away at your l'shem shemaim, at your kavanah. And slowly, once he gets a grip in that area, then suddenly all the chitzonius falls away in one moment. Because once the inside's hollowed out, then all the chitzonius falls away. By a Rosh, he says it's the exact opposite. He holds on to all the chitzonius, he makes sure he doesn't do any mitzvahs, but his pnimius he lets him have. But as long as you're not mekayim any mitzvahs, you don't learn any Torah, but you have good midas, okay, we'll let you have that. But the Yetzer Hara is manipulating each one according to where he will see the most success. He says, by a tzaddik, the avodah is so refined and difficult to measure because it's avodah of pnimius. By Rasha, it's avodah of chitzonius. And it's so easy for a person to just do a maisa mitzvah without any pnimius. He says, if a Rasha did that, the Yetzer Hara would fall away. And what the Yetzer Hara stops him from doing is any maisa mitzvah. He says, with this we could understand what's going on with Korach. Korach was having the nisayon of a tzaddik. And the Yetzer Hara was hollowing away, and he was vayikach es atzmoy. There was something that changed very much internally. And when that fell away, suddenly the mask was pulled away, and Korach suddenly, seemingly overnight, turned into this villain. How did that happen? It happened because the Yetzer Hara was chipping away at his pnimius the whole time. And then suddenly, when he achieved what he wanted, the chitzonius fell away. And that's why Korach suddenly appears. But what was it? It was vayikach es atzmoy. It was that element of that selfishness where he failed in his avodah of being a Levi that the Yetzer Hara was able to catch him on. The Gra in Evan Shlema says that you'll find Rishoyim to have amazing midas. He says, why? Because the Yetzer Hara lets them have that. As long as they don't keep the Torah, let them have. You'll find somebody who seems so kind, so generous. He says it's really just the Yetzer Hara maintaining this manipulation of this person, letting them be seemingly genuine and good, but lemaise, the Rishoyim. In their maisim, the Rishoyim. And he says, by the tzaddik, the nisayon is the exact opposite. What we need to learn over here from Korach, Reb Schwab is pointing this out, that sometimes we seem to put the emphasis on making sure we're doing all the chitzonius and we're keeping up with that, which is obviously of most importance to make sure you're actually doing the ma'aseh mitzvah. But he says, what happens is, why is the nisayon of a tzaddik so difficult? Because of the nisayon of the pnimius, where the yetzer is chipping away. Have a wonderful day.